time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
If you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Hotel fire alarm goes off at 4:30 a.m. Here to tell that story, comedian T.J. Miller.
Comedian T.J. Miller.
Yay!
Good morning from
Napoli. For that beautiful Ashley in Napoli.
Yay!
For that beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
I have a slight stomach cramp from the cake that I've been eating.
I think I do too now.
Someone should have told you about that.
Well, that 30 is actually how old the cake is.
I was going to say, this tastes like unrefrigerated heaven.
Has anyone, maybe you, Phil's not married, you're not married.
Nope.
Have you ever been married? Are you married now?
I'm married now.
Did you take the top layer of the cake or and you put it in your freezer, then you have it on your 1 year anniversary? Did you try that?
No, I think I was so drunk I fell into the cake.
Oh.
Yeah. We did the smashing of the cake on each other's face, but nice. She did it first, and then when I went to do it, she was like,
yeah, right.
Yes, oh,
so she got you
important.
Good.
Right. She got me really good, and then she said, I don't want to look like this for the rest of the night.
Right. You did the right thing, or what'd you do?
No, I did not smash it in her face.
Nice.
I didn't want to start things out that way. But one of the comedians that's with me this weekend, Cash Levy, who I do the podcast, Cashing In with T.J. Miller, very, very funny guy, but also a true philosopher, and he taught me this really... He said the funniest thing. It was the most bizarre but great piece of advice. He said, the night before you're going to propose, okay, just start a fight. Just
fight.
Get in the biggest fight, any fight that you want to do, anything like that.
Okay.
Because the next day when you propose, it'll be erased forever.
Wow.
And that was true. And so I kind of,
wow,
for fun, just is kind of a practical joke, I picked a fight with my fiance.
Okay.
And, you know, afterwards.
The night before.
The night before I proposed.
Before you proposed.
Yeah.
Because when you propose, they can't wait to show the pictures and they're so excited. So anything that you do. So I brought up all this stuff that I kind of, sort of irritated me. And I said, look, you know, you always want me to take off my shoes when I come in. To the apartment, and said, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you know, it's dirty outside, you know, and you come in here and you track it all over. I said, look, that helps your immune system. You got to have a little bit of dirt.
Oh, God.
Exactly, yeah.
And she goes, helps
like
your immune system.
It's like eating bad cake.
Yeah. Helps your immune system because you're, you know, this gigantic ox of a man. I'm a little bit weaker with my immune system. I said, why do you think that is? It's because you're always taking your shoes off when
right.
you come to the apartment. Back and forth, she was just, okay, you know what? Fine, then you don't take off your shoes, and when I get sick, we'll see how you feel about that. And I said, you know what? I think the more you get sick, the stronger your immune system gets.
Exactly.
She said, you know what?
I'm going to be making
Enough.
You healthier.
Enough. I don't want to hear
I'm helping
it.
You.
Of course, I proposed the next day. Never mentioned it again until... 2 years into the marriage, and now I take off my shoes whenever I go.
Sounds right.
I know.
Well,
sounds
you got 2 years
right,
out of
right?
it, though. You got 2 years out of it.
You got 2 years out of wearing
the
shoes.
I did get 2 years
got
out of
some
it,
mileage
which I was happy
yeah.
about.
That first night, you probably could have wore your shoes to bed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
In the shower.
Right. Yeah. Taking it a little bit
walk
further.
Walk across the table.
Yeah.
Walk across her back.
Put your feet up
on
the kitchen table.
That's right, exactly. Maybe wear shoes over my shoes. Just get slightly bigger shoes.
Exactly.
Walk around with four shoes.
Right.
Should have gone a little bit further with it, but it was, you know, it's nice. And to be honest with you, she has been sick for the last 2 months, so it didn't work.
Right.
Okay?
Give her some of that cake. She'll feel better.
Yeah.
I know. She will. She needs to build the immune system.
Starting to really get worried over here.
Get through it. Old cake.
That's why I have that room, Ashley.
Old cake.
Thanks, AJ.
Old cake.
So I came in last night because I was very excited to do the show. I'm
Thank
playing
you.
The Ridgefield Playhouse.
Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
We're linked up at WPLR.com.
And it's ridgefieldplayhouse.org, or it's our play. Well, you'll find it. Use Google. It's
yeah.
a very
yeah,
common
Google Ridgefield
site
Playhouse.
To be able to help you out. But yeah, get tickets now. And it's going to be a great show. It's myself, Cash Levy, Sam
the
Hunter,
philosopher.
Who is the, yes, the philosopher.
Right.
Sam Hunter, who was the MC when you came.
Okay, good
spot.
Guy, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, really, really funny.
Yeah.
And just a young comic who I think is really, really talented. And so whenever I see that, I want to kind of help give opportunities.
That's nice. You get back.
Yeah, and I don't pay him, but I think it's really important for him
it's
to kind of understand that
right.
that's the beginning of the career.
Right. And he has to wait take his shoes off wait before
minute.
He comes
there's
back.
There's payment?
He's got to take his shoes off before he gets on stage.
That's right. You don't want to get sick.
TJ Miller at Ridgefield Playhouse tonight. We're linked up. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. I don't think TJ Miller has met Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather.
No.
I have.
Is he cute?
I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, what is the consensus of the group?
Well, I wear my heart on my sleeve.
He does. Yeah.
On his sleeve.
Yeah. He has a heart.
That's
sleeve.
Pretty cute.
That's great. Yes.
Yeah.
He'll make you laugh.
All right. How old?
Do you have a computer near you? Look up.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Google TJ Miller. A picture will
Google,
come right up.
Google TJ Miller shirtless.
Wearing a banana hammock.
I might be wearing, but you'll probably see a scene from Silicon Valley where they made me take off my shirt and jump in the pool.
Yes.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High style.
Exactly right.
Like I'm going to Google TJ Miller naked and see what comes up.
Oh, my God.
Did you come up with a little like PB Cates?
See if there's any.
Yep.
There is.
It says American actor.
Oh, my God. You? He's shirtless.
Look at that. See that?
If you Google TJ Miller naked, there are multiple pictures of him shirtless.
That's his wallet you look at.
Will Dom kill me if I do this on the work computer?
People hacked our phone. That's one of the really fun things about being a pseudo celebrity.
Right.
And they found a strange picture of me that I sent to Kate.
Right.
And it is a completely nude photo.
Right.
And that's really fun when the bear community tags you on Twitter and goes, found this. Oh, boy.
Look, another Canadian logger likes me.
Yeah. Or at least community. Likes my log. Right. Yeah, it's exciting.
There's a bunch of guys in flannel shirts again. Great.
Yeah.
They smell like sawdust. Appreciate that. Thank you. No one has cologne, really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which movie so maybe weird. You would have seen him in. Have you seen Deadpool? You don't seem like a Deadpool guy.
No. Okay. I haven't even seen Swimming Pool yet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you start with Swimming Pool.
Cesspool
then you go.
A couple of
then
times,
you move
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
What about have you seen
Big Hero 6?
Yeah. my voice is in that.
She's off to yell.
That microphone
sorry.
Will.
I'm so sorry.
I'm more of an intellectual. Have you seen Mike Judge's Extract? Have you seen that maybe? Or Our Idiot Brother with Paul Rudd?
Have
you seen She's Out of My League?
I think you're a handsome looking man.
Have you seen Cloverfield?
No. The last movie I saw was Arlo.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Have you ever seen Hooper with Burt
Argo.
Reynolds?
Hooper. Love Hooper.
Have you seen Hooper with Burt Reynolds?
Love Hooper.
God, that may be 100 years ago.
Well, I was in that, so thank you for aging me, okay?
Right.
Is it that
unbelievable? Do you see how he tried to divert it from the fact that he doesn't see movies at all into, I think you're a cute-looking fellow.
Yes,
you know?
He did. He's very attractive, yes.
He's went that route. I don't know. My wife seems to think I'm attractive, but I have the body of a baby that never got proportioned correctly.
Oh.
I would say I have a toddler body, as you can see from the shirtless picture.
Right.
It's one of those things.
He actually runs at a 45-degree angle. No.
I do, that's right. I'm always headed towards the ground.
Like, you're not sure
if
you quite have, steps down yet.
Yeah, that's exactly
very,
right.
Very, very, very curly hair.
Yes.
Very curly, yes.
Yeah, it's very curly hair.
Do you like curly hair in men, Scott?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Wow. This has been, so far, one of the most flattering, comfortable interactions I've had. Since I saw Argo.
He wears it well.
Yeah. See, you wear it well, he said. You're good.
Kate, people who don't have curly hair always want curly hair.
Right.
And the people who have curly hair want straight hair.
Right. Yeah. Right. I would always be interested. I went Japanese hair. I want a Japanese man's hair.
They got the best hair, man.
You know, just they got cool haircuts. Yeah. It all falls correctly.
Or Mexican.
Yeah. Mexican a little thicker, but Japanese,
black hair.
It's the kind of hair the wind blows and it goes back and it falls right back exactly where it was before.
I mean,
it's the most amazing thing
one
ever.
Of the many things I love about Japanese men.
Right.
Is their hair and whenever they're shirtless.
Their lack of body hair.
Yeah, they're completely lack of body hair.
That's true. I never even thought of that.
And they also, it's interesting.
No idea why.
Japanese men have a little bit of an androgynous look. My friend Pete Holmes always said, if you're into Japanese women, you're kind of into Japanese men.
Right.
I got him. All I needed to do was get to a little bit of Asian humor about it.
And they're efficient. In 15 minutes, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Very efficient.
They're very efficient people, and they, you know, it's sturdy stuff. Everything they're building is one step ahead. They had waterproof cell phones before anybody. They had waterproof condoms before anybody. They were doing everything waterproof before the United States
got
there.
Well, they're surrounded by water, so that's why.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
No.
I just learned today. Scott, did you know that?
Wow, hold on, AJ. I did not know that. That was really incisively, like, he's like, well, they're surrounded by water. Like, he just immediately was like, I mean, it's an island.
Right. Well, they better.
It's waterproof. Yeah. One tsunami, their condoms are still good. Their phones are still good. There's more soup.
I also like the idea that maybe the island of Japan needs to be waterproof.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't gotten that far yet.
Any island is waterproof.
They decide to do it one piece at a time.
And they're good at sushi, so if any fish come out with a tsunami, they can still eat.
Right.
Yep. They're great.
They're very efficient.
So what kind of... You don't like curly hair.
I like blonde, 6'2", blonde, blue-eyed.
You like Ken dolls?
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
Do you like a body that?
Although I'm not picky lately.
Right.
Anything will do.
Really? I have sort of blue green eyes. Do you like a man whose legs look like tree trunks that have had hair added to them? do you like a man with feet that have the pinky toe kind of go under the toe next to it?
You're describing Sasquatch.
Do you like a man who's got perfectly symmetrical ankles?
Do you care for a man
whose neck looks like a turkey let itself go?
I like TJ. Doesn't even want the answer.
Do you like a man with ears so small he can't hear people making fun of how small his ears are?
Or the back of his neck looks like a package of hot dogs. Those bumps.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's the best.
I gotta go. We have like two breaks we have to get in by the top of the hour.
All right. Good weather. Good weather. Chance for a shower. Thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Other than that, good weather. Getting hot.
All right, man. Getting hot.
Right, oh, it's getting hot, all right.
Yes, it
all
is.
Right, goodbye.
All right, thank you.
Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
TJ Miller in studio. He's at Ridgefield Playhouse tonight. Where do you want to start with our questionnaire?
I love curiosity delays. Can we talk about that, Ash? I love the idea that instead of rubbernecking or it's just morbid curiosity
it is.
Delays.
Right. They slow down and they look.
Did you make that up?
No.
Are there other curiosity delays? Like, do you ever think that like there's a huge traffic jam? Because there's a sale at Napoli Motors, and people are just curious. They're so excited, they just got out of the car, ran over, and said, "What is this? 10% off? What's happening?"
Right.
Curiosity delays at Subway's new kind of, you know, their newest footlong special.
Right.
Yeah, which I think Scott would be interested in. But
some guy driving along. How do clouds form?
That's how you change a tire.
People are curious about all different kinds of things. I'm not judging over here.
Yeah, I like buy curiosity delays. Maybe somebody's like, well, what would it be like to maybe be with sex situation?
It happened all at the same time at this one stretch of highway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
The curiosity delays by the foot-long Subway special.
Right? I never thought about it. I Googled TJ Miller shirtless and now I don't know.
One person has 3-point curiosity delays and it backs it up for everybody else.
I know, that's exactly right. And then each person, then there are delays with the people that are curious why there are delays. Is it another accident? What's going on? So I got to say quickly, very, very tired this morning. And the reason is because got in last night, just realized luckily by Googling how far away I was, I had a 45-minute drive this morning, so then I got really nervous because we're supposed to be here at 7:45 for the. So I got to leave by 6:15 or 6:30 at the latest in case there's
traffic, in case there's curiosity delay.
Yeah,
exactly. You never know.
So you know, I was concerned about that, but so I go to sleep, set a couple of alarms. Don't want to miss hanging out with you guys. Don't want to miss that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
And an alarm goes off and it is so loud and I'm like, what is that? And it was a fire alarm at 4:30 in the morning at the hotel.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it. Second, got out of my bed, put on clothing, and then had this sort of existential crisis about, like, I know that this is a false alarm. Am I really going to go outside with everybody? First of all, because if I'm outside,
that was a questioning
like, hey,
delay.
You
get the lineup.
It was a curiosity delay.
It was a curiosity delay. Yeah. And so, one of my great friends, Chris Saltarelli in Denver, is a firefighter, and I asked him once, how many of them are false alarms? And before I finished the sentence, he goes 99%. 99% of the time, false alarms. And I said, how many fires do you fight? One every 2 or 3 months. And so I knew this.
You're
was
doing
a false
the math
alarm.
In your head. You're like, I don't have to put on clothes. I don't have to go. I can lay down right now. Yes.
But then I had the thing where I'm like, but if comedian TJ Miller perishes in a fire.
Because he didn't believe the alarm was real.
1%, yeah.
I was like, oh boy, yeah, that 1%. So then I had this really funny moment. Where I started to think, okay, well, what am I going to take with me? But I did it really slowly.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, I got to get my phones, and I need my wallet.
Multiple phones.
And then I had this really, really weird, because I'm a comedian, and the show, as you guys were saying earlier, and thank
phones.
You, very, like, dramatic. Yeah, one's a phone that the number was published by hackers, and the other one, which I use as a work phone, and the other one is a personal phone.
Exactly, yeah.
And So I look around the room and I realize I have to save some of the props that I use in my show. And so I'm like, okay.
Now it's a
now it's on.
It's a weird thing.
It's like, all right, what's important to me?
And so I look,
which
I go, well,
like the
I
most?
Definitely have to take the trombone.
Right.
And then I say, I think the ventriloquist dummy is going to perish in the fire.
It'll melt, yes.
And then I go, well, if I'm bringing juggling equipment, do I bring the cigar boxes? Because they're different.
You have to start rating your act now.
The light up in the night.
What's staying?
What's good? What's bad? That's the way to really pare down the best version of your act is have a fire alarm go off.
And
in
you
the
have to pick
night.
Immediately what's coming with me.
And
just
you
out
have
the window.
To pick. Yeah. So I decided just the trombone, and then I'm. And then. And maybe I'll show you guys this. And then as soon as I was about to leave, backpack, laptop, all that kind of stuff, it said that the fire alarm was a false alarm. That's what it sounded like.
And they're determining the cause of the alarm. We appreciate your cooperation and apologize for any inconvenience.
So then, of course, it's a false alarm. Of course, of course, of course.
Meanwhile, you're already all loaded up.
Yeah, and then this is what it sounded like. That's a nice way to wake
that's
up, isn't it?
That's horrible.
Sounds like a baby on repeat.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
You know, it's interesting, though. If you died in that fire, we'd be like, what's the last thing on his...
Look at this.
What?
Watch, I start yelling. So you're just going to keep it on? I have radio to do this morning. Chaz and AJ, God damn it.
That's some alarm.
That's fantastic.
So I really started yelling at the alarm,
that
being
is
like,
annoying.
I can't be out right now. I have Chaz and AJ in the morning. The Napoli, the curiosity delays. I need to hear about those.
And the footlongs.
I don't know, just trying to
there's
get yourself...
There's bad cake to be eaten!
I have to describe my body to Scott! So anyway, and then I filled out this questionnaire, and I just thought it was so funny, because...
You didn't realize, though, if you died in that fire, that'd be the last thing on your phone?
Yes, absolutely. No one survives.
Yeah, he was screwing around recording bits in the lobby and died in the fire.
They play it at the funeral. They're right. Like, he was a great man. All he wanted to do was make people laugh. We want to share the
to do this morning.
The last his last words.
Chaz and AJ, God damn it.
Those are my
his last moment in life was spent trying to make comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just also yelling
a disaster.
About,
trying to come see us.
I gotta be with Chaz and AJ in the morning.
So
God damn it.
They would find that, then they'd come to you guys, they say, so Chaz and AJ, what was so important? What was the last communication you had with him? And you'd have to turn over the whole survey that you filled out, the whole question.
That's exactly right. That would be evidence.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't think I did this questionnaire last time, but you guys sent me this questionnaire and I kind of went, well, I don't usually do. Okay, well, I can do it. And so you asked, what would you like to promote? I have a boutique line of hot sauces. This is real, that I'm selling at Ridgefield Playhouse.
That's real.
Tonight. Yeah.
Awesome.
I've got.
Did you bring any?
I got four different hot sauces. No, because they're at the Playhouse.
They died in the fire.
I'll get you some.
They have made the list of things you pull out of your hotel room?
Yes, because if I had them, I would have brought them here.
Okay.
You know what? Now that I think about it, they may have been the cause of the fire. That's how
you put them
are.
Under the smoke detector. Extremely Fuego did it.
It's too Fuego. But yeah, I have four hot sauces. They're available on my website, but at the show, you can get them for a discounted price. They're signed. They're really good. I work with the Scoville brothers in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Close friends, the Lynns, and they're all homegrown peppers. They're really good because they're hot, but they have flavor. There's a ghost pepper, but it has flavor. It's really hot. And then there's a chipotle smoke. Not that hot, but it's got a good smoky flavor.
Yeah, that's good because if I'm having hot sauce, I want some flavor.
Yeah,
like if I
want to
just burn the inside of my mouth, I'll just put gas in there and light the fire. You know what I mean?
If it says annihilate, I'm not interested.
Just put a tire iron in your
mouth. You want some flavor.
Mouth.
Right. So that's good.
So that, and then you said, you have any funny stories? Is there anything that you're really? I'm obsessed with Bitcoin right now, but one of the funny stories.
Do you have money invested in it?
Yeah, I do. We know the Winklevi twins.
Oh,
and I would consider anybody if you have $1,000 to invest.
Throw it in there, and see what happens.
Bitcoin, yeah.
Because how much?
It's worth about $10,000 now.
There's
only
share.
21 million per coin, yeah. And you can buy any share. You can buy $10 worth of Bitcoin.
I can afford that.
You can buy a dollar.
So you're buying what, a thousand? You're buying a piece of a coin.
Yes, exactly.
Right, a bit of a coin.
But if you have, you know, if you get one coin, there is a possibility that it's going to do a 10 times multiplier, and each one will be worth $100,000.
Wow!
In like a lottery. A year. Or
have
two.
You made that kind of money?
What?
Like how long ago did you invest?
No, the Winklevi twins invested so early on, like when they were $20 or $40. So they're billionaires off of it now, and they own 1% of all Bitcoin. But I was really stupid. Cameron told me, he was like, you know, it crashed. It's at 3,500. He was like, I think it's going to go up to 20 or it's going to go up to 10. He didn't say get in, but he sort of told me, like, I think it's going to go to 10. So I could have made quite a bit of money off of that. But I got in a little bit late. But that's not how you think. You think about, you get something
and
hold it long term. But so that was something that I'm obsessed with. But I did, Kate and I, we went to Italy because she's this famous installation artist worldwide, internationally, and she's doing an installation in the south of France. So we went to Italy for the Biennale, which is a big art festival. And I embarrassed Kate because I decided I was going to learn one phrase in Italian. And I'm going to tell you guys what it is. Avevo un penne.
Oh. Are you serious?
You know Italian? Listen.
Oh.
Avevo un penne. Ma mia moglie le ho portato via. Così ora non le ho uno. And what that means is...
Oh, my. I can't believe you said that to everybody.
Yeah, and I did. I said it to people whenever we'd leave a shop.
Oh, my God.
I said it to the guy after we were finished with our pizza. I said it to the shoe salesman when we were trying shoes.
They look at you like you were crazy?
It means I had the penis, but my wife took it away, and so now I don't have one.
So basically, so you're married.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said. So then we found out that penne means penis, but pen or penne means penis, but penne means a pen. So then
so
people
penne
started
pasta's
think,
penis pasta?
You better believe it.
That's off the menu. Can you say that like very slowly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your Italian phrase?
Avevo un penne. Ma mia moglie le ho portato via. E così ora non le ho né uno. Non le ho a uno.
That's very good. Very good.
I had a penis, but my wife took it away. And so now I don't have one.
I don't come to me and dare my daughter's
one.
Penis.
Yeah. I mean, I told him I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Or understand.
He could either keep his penis. His wife was going to take it away. So, yeah, I embarrassed her a lot with that. But my favorite thing is that...
In the questionnaire.
In the directions for arriving at the studio.
Okay.
All caps. Please arrive 15 minutes prior to your in-studio time. If you are late, we will have to cancel. If you hit traffic or there is an emergency call or text,
it does sound mean.
ASAP.
It does sound mean, yeah.
It does sound pretty mean.
Sorry.
We are called Connoisseur Media, located in a corporate building across from a farm. Park anywhere. And so I took that to mean, I took that to mean,
that
can we park in the farm? I want to park in the farm.
Honestly.
Make sure your phone is on silent. This is my favorite. No chewing gum or food/drink in the studio. Then it says, this is the last thing.
And the first thing he does is walk in with cake.
That's right. Yes. That's right. And coffee with oat milk.
And water. TJ wanted to break as many rules as possible.
Yes. Final thing. Follow Chaz's lead. Please do not touch the microphone. Now, that was amazing to me. So I read all this to Kate.
That's our Pene. Did Pam write that?
All of it, yeah.
It's so good, though. Please do not touch the microphone. It's so passive-aggressive. So Kate goes to me. She goes, you know, God, this just from the directions. Because I said, these guys are good guys.
It does sound mean. It does sound mean. Sounds like we're
but
dicks.
Kate goes, you know, this is such, like, debaggery, or I don't even know if I can say that.
Yeah.
But she's like, this just, it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like the station is just kind of a, you know, she goes, so what you should do is at the very end of the interview, you should be like, hey guys, I have one question for you. What's your problem? And then lick the microphone,
yeah, right.
Pull a hamburger out of my pocket, and say, see ya, and eat it on the way out, on my way to Napoli Motors.
Right. I don't know how long we've been using that questionnaire. I didn't even know that was in there.
I figure that if Pam was doing it successfully for 6 years, I would keep the ball rolling.
Well, the P and PLR stands for Pen, just, you know.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah.
I think we take out some of this stuff, right? And then change the wording on some of it.
Or at least get rid of the bold caps. Get rid of the bold caps. Right. He's yelling at it.
Yeah, the caps are pretty big. But there's, you know, I mean, we will have to cancel. Please do not be late, or we will have to cancel.
Right.
Right. It has nothing in here that's like...
Yeah.
And italicize the word. It sounds nicer.
Yeah. Sometimes you need just a couple of extra words. Yeah. Just to soften it up a little bit.
Exactly. And, you know, no chewing gum or food/drink. Why not just use no chewing gum or food or drinks in the studio? It's just very curt.
Or you want to tell your chewing gum story?
It doesn't sound great on the air. It's really bad. And if people come in chewing gum, it's usually on me because, you know, when you're out in the kitchen, I look for these things. Are you chewing gum, whatever?
Gum nuts,
so
yes.
A guy comes in who is a Medal of Honor recipient, right? He has been recognized by the United States of America. This is the highest honor that we can possibly give you. Sitting in the studio, and he's chewing gum. And I said, please, before we go on the air, will you spit out the gum? And he says, yeah. And he keeps chewing the gum.
And now I'm talking to him. We're about to go on the air. And I got to
like
show
20
you
seconds.
What Phil does.
Okay. All right, Chaz, walking around now to over where TJ's standing. Picks up a garbage can. Puts it over to him.
And he holds it in his face.
I did.
Right.
I did that.
Wow. Which is the highest honor you can receive at Chaz and AJ. Trash can in the face.
You may
spit out your gum.
Some big honor medal winner guy.
Right.
But this is a chewing gum alarm. Right.
Spit your gum in this garbage can. I'm surprised he's still alive.
Well, I thought the guy was just going to like punch him in the neck and kill him right then.
I thought so, yeah.
I mean, I love silently holding a trash can up to a Medal of Honor winner's
exactly,
face.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's I had how that important image. The show is. To
exactly.
Did he spit the gum out, though?
No.
He didn't spit it out. You should have just put the trash can over his head.
No, because now it became something on its own. And yes. Now Chaz looks at him and he goes, listen, you chew whatever gum you want to chew. And then now he's on the air chewing the gum and I look like a dick.
Well, that happens anyway.
Oh, no.
TJ's going to come.
Oh, no.
There's only one piece of trash in there. So I want to simulate what the Medal of Honor winner would have done if Phil would have just put the trash can over his head.
Okay, oh, right.
After
okay.
He held. All right.
Shaking it.
Well, I actually won the Medal of Honor because I was chewing gum in battle, and someone had gotten shot in the helmet, and there was a hole there, and he was bleeding heavily, and so I put the gum over the helmet, and it saved his life. My chewing gum saved his life.
So now I go everywhere with gum.
Remind me when I was hiding in a hole at war.
Doesn't Lappy pee in there?
It did smell a little bit like urine.
Yes.
But the urine of a Medal of Honor. Yes.
I think I'm going to frame that picture of AJ Miller with a garbage can.
I love that. You know, those are the lengths I go to.
Yes.
Oh, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR.
Yes. Oop, garbage can.
We're treating TJ Miller like he's a...
Are we live?
Right.
Like Medal of Honor winner.
Medal winner. Right.
We're on the WPLR Facebook live page right now.
I'm having trouble seeing it.
That's what happens when you chew your gum. I'm sorry. Right, I don't care if you're a famous comedian or...
Right.
If you are going to be on the show, no food or drink in the studio...
How's he reading that through the can?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Do not touch the microphone.
Right.
Coming up next, we've got curiosity delay.
Right. As he has food and drink in front of him.
Exactly.
I got to find the cake.
This is my worst nightmare.
Where's the cake?
You're close.
Right.
There you go.
Just having a little cake in the morning with Chaz.
Have some cake.
All right. Have
here
some cake
go.
There. Yeah.
It's like scrambled eggs.
Ooh, this tastes like it's never been refrigerated. For a while.
You won't even gain any weight.
No, that's a good diet. You know, would never... What would we call that?
The trash can diet.
Trash can diet.
Trash right. can diet.
Get yes. in your mouth. You can only eat what's in the trash can. Wow. Which in this case is Kleenex and urine.
Right. Not just any urine.
Now imagine if that can got
Not
stuck on his head and he had to do the show tonight with that can stuck
on his
head.
Like a microphone.
He's at Ridgefield Playhouse tonight.
A lavalier, yes.
I love you, Ridgefield Playhouse.
I can't see you.
I cannot see you, but that might be better in case it's not a great audience.
Just thinking of do your hair and brush your teeth, nothing.
Hold on, we
I
have
to make sure that my rider has been completed before I right. do the show.
Adam and Waterbury.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi. Big fan of TJ Miller. I actually got to see you at the Stress Factory.
Oh, thanks, in New Brunswick.
I played the trombone for you at the Stress Factory last time you were there, yeah.
Dude, I remember that. That was so good.
Yeah, I was the guy in the wheelchair. You handed me the trombone up in front.
Very, very funny. And that doesn't always work. To tell everybody else listening, sometimes, every time, somebody in the audience plays the trombone, and it's really hard. I got to pick somebody that I know is going to do well, be funny. I have to figure all that out by looking at the people.
Right.
And I saw you, and I was like, I think this guy's going to get it good. And you did. Because sometimes I give it to somebody. I almost always give it to a girl unless I see a guy that's like, all right, I think he's going to be solid. But some of the girls get so bashful that they just can't play, and I keep trying to get him to play. And
then it becomes
but you got it
painful.
Really quickly, yeah, and then you had good comedic timing. So are you coming to the show in Ridgefield?
Actually, I didn't even realize you were playing at Ridgefield, but I'm going to check it out and see if they still have tickets. If they do, I'm going to be there.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's get his name.
Yes.
We'll put him on the list.
There you go.
Cool.
Perfect.
See?
Done. Excellent.
There you go.
We have to go through your writer item.
That was really funny. Yeah. I remember that because that Stress Factory show was great, too.
TJ Miller in studio, and he's at Ridgefield Playhouse tonight.
Yes.
And when
tonight, 8 p.m.
Tonight.
Big, it's a theater tonight. Show, so it's a whole TJ different
Miller
level of production.
And it's hot sauce. Yes. Hot sauce production.
Yeah, and it's just about TJ to say, Miller. I feel really bad that I'm going to send you guys the hot sauce.
Please.
Look at that. What a guy. What a pal.
Oh, and I'll make you a video and we'll send it out to you.
Right.
I would love that. And you guys are going to like it. It's not just a...
It's not just hot to be hot.
Well, and I didn't slap hot, a label on something that I didn't... I worked... with the Scoville brothers to find, you know, to offer four different hot sauces that are actually just three different hot sauces, but one of them has a different label on it, and that's TJ's Diet Hot Sauce.
Wow.
Because
that'll
all
clean
hot
you
sauces
out.
Are diet.
Right.
No hot sauces have any calories.
No, that's cool.
But I wanted to offer that for people that were on a diet.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, well, Bob, this is diet.
I'll have
and the labels
diet.
Are pretty funny, I gotta tell you.
Like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diet Coke. But this, the Diet Hot Sauce is not worse for you. It's just the same as Extreme Gangster Heat.
Right. So I have Allison with the Richfield Playhouse on.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Look busy, quick.
Yeah. So was there anything that stuck out in T.J. Miller's writer?
Oh,
I like that number.
He had one of the best writers that I've seen in a while. I guess some good ones, but he had one of the best ones I've seen in a while.
I like that number one, dressing room. And right. Then it goes through the things in the dressing room. Because I'm guessing...
Like having one.
The things that are in a writer or a guest questionnaire come from a bad experience.
Yes.
Right. Right? So he must have showed up somewhere and the dressing room was a closet with a mop in it.
Or the alleyway.
Yeah, right? Which will
happen. Like, well,
I need
a dressing room.
Your car. Yeah.
With a bathroom.
Right.
And some
a bathroom. You want some water. Preferably water. Glass bottles. That's kind of my only diva move.
Glass bottles. Pellegrino, yes. Yeah.
And why is that? Because you find that the stuff in the glass bottles...
Well, this stuff kills you. It tastes better, and if you drink out of plastic bottles, it's pretty bad for you, because what's in the plastic gets in the water.
Exactly.
You guys should go glass. It also just tastes better.
Bang.
And I don't, I've actually cut down the food that I need, because now I eat less at night, and I don't like to eat a lot before shows.
Yeah.
But I do like peanut butter, beef jerky. It's kind of weird combinations of stuff, you know? And
salty protein.
And I do ask for a terrible turkey sandwich.
Terrible.
Right. Why would you ask for that?
And I put in a parentheses, I put in, Allie, tell me what you thought about that. But in parentheses, I put open to interpretation.
Gotcha.
What the hell does that mean?
So, she's still trying to figure it out.
What I do is it allows, first of all, that the cooks at comedy clubs can kind of get creative. But it's all of these things are designed to kind of find out about the venue beforehand, you know? So, the terrible turkey sandwich, it's like, you see how terrible is it going to be. And one of the worst I ever had was at a college. This girl comes up to me and she's like, they're out of turkey sandwiches. So all I was able to get you was a ham sandwich. I said, a ham sandwich?
That's the worst.
That's a pretty terrible turkey sandwich.
That's good. Very good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Foul, yeah.
But,
right.
Some people will put, cream cheese on it. And what did somebody else put?
Not killer turkey sandwich.
They put cottage cheese, like peanut butter, which I like. And then, I think sriracha. And then it was like the worst combination of stuff. One of the funniest ones I ever had, there was gravel in it. I thought that was pretty
bad. That's in a clean bathroom. Nice.
Did you eat it?
But that's no, I did not eat it.
That's road food.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Just making sure.
I mean, I had the gravel.
Fell.
Slowly.
Our terrible turkey sandwich was a day old birthday cake that
was
left out.
Exactly right. That is terrible turkey sandwich.
You're welcome. Yeah.
But and then I asked for a pinata in my room.
I have that here.
Yes.
And I often get people, they wondered, needs to be filled with candy or not?
Turkey.
Either way, if it's filled with candy, I usually have an audience member smash it over my head, and then the audience gets all the candy.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
we need to have that.
Oh, that's cool.
No, I want to see that.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it's fun. And then, but it doesn't need to be filled, because that's also how creative is the venue. You know, do they put some time into it, or
so
find a funny?
You find
pinata?
Out if one they're reading it's, it, and two,
yeah,
they're
it's
creative.
It spices up. It makes the dressing room, the green room, less sterile. So it kind of makes it really fun and nice.
I put entrails in there. It'd be fun.
That's right. And sometimes if it doesn't have, if you put actual, that's a pretty terrible pinata.
entrails come out.
And if there's nothing in it, I'll ride the pinata on stage.
Nice.
Something that says to work, because if I fall over, people are like, ooh, did he get hurt? And then I got to kind of bounce back from that.
So if there's a real pinata in your room, we'll see it out on stage tonight.
Yes.
Nope. It makes it out.
Tonight I can make that promise. But
nope,
not
no
always. It's
Allison.
Also just, I mean, it's these
how's,
are both
how
indicators
are
of, what are, what is the venue going to be like? So, Allie, did you get the pinata?
I did get the pinata.
Look at you.
I love that.
It's only code for drugs. I got the pinata.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
There will be a pinata on stage.
Pinata.
Hey!
Yeah, talk!
It's pinata.
Wow, AJ's got a good voice. That's weird.
Has got a pinata.
I've never heard a prettier rendition of pinata.
Pinata.
The sonata.
You should have this song. You should come out writing the pinata.
I bought a sonata with a pinata.
It's not a pinata.
Wait, so you, I also love that you made the mistake that everybody makes, which is when a ridiculous bit is going on, you're like, I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest though. All right, I'll wait for this pinata, yeah. Sonata to be finished.
I'll let you boys finish.
So, you're gonna be honest. What about the pinata?
It's an old pinata that I ever used.
It's used?
I love a classic pinata. Just like AG loves classic cars, I love a classic pinata. What is it? A 95? 2003?
No.
What year is it? What year pinata?
Is this from a birthday party?
No, it's like from 3 years ago.
Oh, great. That was a good year for pinatas.
Wait, it was
2016.
Was this from TJ's last show there?
No.
No, this is my first time playing the Ridgefield Playhouse, and the people that you guys, the comedy that you curate there is incredible. So I'm really, really proud and honored to be performing at the Ridgefield Playhouse. It's a great, great, great theater, especially from what I've heard from other people. They just said Nick Kroll, Paula Poundstone's going there. But I love a 2016 pinata. That was a good year for pinatas.
It was the golden years, actually.
I don't know if
they don't make them like that anymore.
I don't know if the candy is still the same from that year.
It's all chocolate. It's all
the colors were vibrant.
They were vibrant colors that year, and that was the year that they introduced the. Is it an animal pinata?
It's not. It's a holiday pinata.
Oh, that's fine. That's very festive.
Like a Star David.
In 2016,
Star David.
In 2016, they actually introduced to all animal pinatas. This is the first year an anus, so that you could sort of stuff the candy in backwards in the back.
Right. You can beat your ass.
It was push the candy onto the tail of the donkey.
Nice.
And so, but you know what?
Really festive,
and don't tell me what holiday it is, because first of all,
you want it to be a surprise.
Yeah,
I wanted to know, but you're right. It's better to be surprised.
You're right.
Well, Arbor Day, maybe? Tell us. It's okay.
Is it Arbor Day? No.
It's actually a Santa Claus.
A Santa Claus?
You're going to beat Santa
Claus. No, that has an anus. If it's a 2016 Santa Claus. Oh, this is fantastic.
Not just any anus. It's got a holiday anus.
The rectal exam of Santa. What's in Santa's ass?
Of course there's candy for kids. You use a Yule log to beat him up.
That's exactly it. Well,
also in your writer, then we got to take a break here, is item J is one pinata and or a hand-drawn picture of a pinata.
That's right, because that's the other thing. I don't want to inconvenience people totally if they got so much going on. So what I do is I've collected all of the hand drawn pictures of the pinata.
Ah, that's awesome!
Look at that. This is from
Chaz and AJ. Yes,
that looks like a Jingles pinata.
Jingles, and this
Jingles.
Is from Pumpkin Pie.
Look at that. Oh, it's
Jingles.
A cake pinata.
Jingles. I'm supplies. Get all your best supplies at Napoli Motors. I'm surprised that Jingles didn't do a Santa Claus pinata. You would think
she did a Mexican donkey,
and Kaylee did a pumpkin palms. So I don't know what that is.
That's her nickname. Right. So I think that's a cake. Is that a cake?
It is a cake.
A three-layer cake.
A three-layer cake hanging from... Well, here's what I'll say. What I do is, with the hand-drawn pictures of the pinata, and Allie, if you want to do one in addition, if you have time, I will say that I've collected all of these. And one day I want to put together a book for charity.
Nice.
That's
serious.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
And then sell the originals for profits for charity. But I do that with a lot of archive stuff from my films and everything. I want to do a big celebrity auction at one point when I become a celebrity.
There you go.
Excited about the Ridgefield Playhouse, 8 p.m. tonight. Allie, thank you for joining us. Chaz and AJ in the morning. If you've got curiosity delays, just keep on moving. We'll fulfill that curiosity.
Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
Comedian TJ Miller argues with hotel fire alarm last night at 4:30 in the morning in Danbury. Let's go to the audio.
I have radio to do this morning. Chaz and AJ, god damn it.
God damn it.
Those could have been his last words spoken if it were a real fire.
Yes.
Because he stopped to argue with the fire alarm.
Now, folks, not many folks do that, actually.
You know what's great is none of that is on social media. I checked his Twitter, his Instagram, his Facebook. That is posted nowhere. That is just something he recorded himself into his own phone for his own private uses.
That's fresh, yes. Completely fresh.
We have radio to do this morning. Chaz and AJ, God damn it.
4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
I like how he was in his hotel room and he realized, all right, if this is real, what do I grab? I got to start grabbing stuff. All right, my phones, of course.
Got to have those.
And then he started thinking, what am I going to need tonight when I'm on stage at Ridgefield Playhouse?
Vital pieces.
And he started, you start ranking the stuff in your set.
Right. But then you try and get through the doorway.
Ventriloquist doll was not going to make it.
No.
Yeah.
He's going to be melty.
Which I don't think those are cheap, which is, that says a lot.
Right.
Like, he's glad to have it. He'll use it if he's got it. If he had to get rid of it.
Well, plus it'll throw off all the firefighters after. Like, what is this small human charred over here?
Right.
With a smile on his face.
All he left behind were googly eyes.
Yes. Yeah. The firefighter puts the ladder up against the window, looks in, it's like, oh, man, there's a child passed out in a suitcase.
I can't save him. And you turn him over, his mouth goes, and opens up.
All right, we got them out.
Right.
It's this mobile dibble down low. It's like, here they come. They're climbing down the ladder now. You can see in the background, the firefighters are in the midst of rescuing a small child. Oh, and we're going to get live now on the scene, a first shot of the child that was in the, it looks stiff and hard. We're not sure if there's something medically wrong. Maybe we shouldn't do this. There's lines under its mouth. I'm not sure if that came from it being carried out through the broken window. The arms seem floppy. It must not be conscious. But the eyes are open. It's weird. Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. The firefighter's trying to revive the small child here. It doesn't sound like human flesh.
He'll only talk and put it in his lap.
That's right. Young man, are you okay?
Yes, I am.
Right.
I'm fine. Thank you for saving me from the suitcase.
He didn't say anything on the way down the ladder, but once you put him in the lap.
By the way, I'll be performing tonight at Ridgefield Playhouse.
God damn it.
TJ Miller. Sticking his hand up my ass.
That's why he's talking so high.
Woo!
Rectal exam.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have made it.
Yes.
But he was forced with that. What's important?
Right.
And you don't have a lot of time to think about it.
No.
What would you grab out of your house? Like, you wake up, house is on fire. You have enough time to grab one or two things, and then you got to get out the door.
My cat.
You grab the cat.
Okay, grab Marshall, yes.
All right.
First I have to find him, yeah. Well, if I get the ashes of my other cats that I have sitting on.
How long do you spend looking for the cat before you say, all right, I got to go?
Until I'm almost dead.
Right. Good for you, AJ.
I will not leave the house without him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I couldn't live with myself afterwards.
Right. Yeah, I'm not that good.
Yeah. Nope.
Didn't you save a dog, though?
From a burning house. I helped. There were other people there. But yeah, I kicked the door in, went in.
Good job.
He went after the dog. I went upstairs to make sure there wasn't some elderly. Yeah, I was looking for cash.
I went for the jewelry box.
Right.
Let's see if this guy's got any nice suits.
Yeah.
I found a watch.
I just wanted to make sure there was no one elderly upstairs. Mm. I knew because there was no adults home.
Right.
That there were no kids home.
Right. There was nobody.
I just wanted to make sure there wasn't some grandma upstairs sleeping.
There was nobody in the dresser drawers and the jewelry box. There was no one in the little state. No.
Right. Yeah, I would hang in there a long time, but when I felt like, okay, I could die now.
Yeah.
I would leave. I would say the cat is 9. Had a good run.
Right. You say 9 lives.
I'm sorry,
right?
I'm being honest.
Right.
I am that pussy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not gonna die over a 9-year-old cat. I love this cat so much.
Right.
I love him so much, and he loves me. Like he
not anymore. He heard that.
Yeah. Well, the radio's off, hopefully, at the house.
He's gonna let the house on fire while you're sleeping.
I'm not saying I wouldn't look.
Right.
I'm saying when it got to the point where I know now this is bad, and the fire's starting to close in around me.
Right.
And the air is getting black, and it's hot, and I'm losing consciousness.
You're all sooty.
I gotta go.
Oh.
Sorry, kitty. Love you.
No, I don't.
Love you, kitty.
No, I don't.
You shouldn't have been hiding.
No, I don't.
And then I'd go outside and start breaking windows so he could jump out.
If you unlock this door over here, I can get out. No.
You open the door, you turn on the vacuum before you leave. He'll find his way out.
You turn on the vacuum, yeah.
All right, maybe the bit's funnier if we do just non-living items. Okay. Like just
non-living items.
Yeah. Not okay. Let's say Kat's outside with Jennifer.
Okay, everything's good.
Right?
The humans and animals are outside.
Marshall's outside.
Okay, yes, okay.
Yeah, all of that's outside.
Okay, all that's outside, yes. Okay.
Yeah, your favorite plant that's already like crawled outside.
Yeah, everything is non-living now you're taking out of the house.
That raw chicken that was on your plate, that
jumped
up.
That walked up by itself.
Maybe that's what happened on that video.
Right.
The chicken saw there was a fire and said, I am
not
out of
today!
Here.
Right, exactly.
That was so
well,
gross.
You know, the chicken was pretty chicken, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what would you grab?
Non-living items, I would grab my dad's car, like die-cast car collection.
The whole collection?
Yeah. That'd be tough to do. I have to grab the entire cabinet and just walk out with it.
Yeah.
You have to drag it out because those were his. I inherited them. You know, those were his loves. I had to drag it out.
So you're going down into the basement.
No, no.
Grabbing a hand truck.
No, no, no.
Going upstairs.
Nope. I'm just going to tilt it towards me and just tilt it towards me and drag it.
Drag it.
Just drag it.
Okay.
It'll fit through the door. I rehearsed.
So that's it. You're only going to have time for that, though.
Exactly, right.
You've picked an item
Trust
big
me,
enough for
everything
like,
else in the house is crap.
Right. You do need a new computer, so.
I do, well, yes, new computer and
really, you want to hope that thing burns. You want to hope no one gets to go through that.
And furniture that I don't have to assemble myself.
Right.
It comes from Sweden.
Ashley, what would you go for?
I mean, just like non-living things, just the basics, like wallet, laptop, phone.
Boring. Oh, wallet. Boring. I didn't even think of wallet. Right.
And jewelry.
My wallet's always empty anyway, so it'll go like that.
Jewelry.
Like some good. I got some.
I must have my jewelry.
The good ones come with me.
What are you, the queen?
The good ones come with me.
I must make sure that I have my jewelry.
The good jewelry.
Fetch me my crown.
Must come with me.
Look, I have my.
I must have my good jewelry.
Where's my brooch? Where's my brooch? I need my finest tennis bracelet and my ankle bracelet.
No, but you know what? Well, think about this, okay?
Yes.
Fire crews and television crews, EMS and police, neighbors in their house coats, all gathered around your house. There's hoses everywhere. There's water. There's sound.
Right.
Right? And there you are standing in your pajamas. You're holding a jewelry box. You have a whole case of die-cast cars.
Right, my dad's cars, right?
See, I want to be the reporter who shows up on this scene.
There you go.
Because now I have people that will be, I'm interested in talking
exactly.
to.
I'll give you a great interview.
Right. It's a great story.
Thank you. These are my
die-cast cars.
These are my dad's cars.
Boom, good.
I want to make sure I took them with me.
You? The jewelry box.
These were the most shiny.
These are the good ones.
These are the jewelry from all the hearts I've broken of men who've given me these jewelry throughout the years. Each one represents a life I've ruined.
Wow.
A dagger I've stuck in the heart of the men who've crushed me.
I've turned some of them gay.
What are these jewelry pieces?
Yes.
You know, nothing like crazy extravagant, but like earrings, you know, a ring, that kind. There's like, so, okay, let me
put
back
your pocket,
up
basically.
Here.
Okay.
Every like beep, milestone.
Beep.
Stacking up.
Like every milestone, my parents gave me like jewelry. So my high school graduation, my college graduation, when I passed my thesis and graduate school, like those kinds of things.
So I guess that birthday card we got her yesterday, not important.
Not at all, no.
No, I think they find her dead near the jewelry box.
She can't lift it.
There's just a toasted body,
right.
Like near where the jewelry box was.
Right.
Me reaching up toward it with like a charred hand.
No, you were already there. You were going through it.
Oh,
it's like, well, because the lights are out.
Right.
Gives a new meaning to Ashley.
Complete
that
Ashley.
Was like the last thing on my list.
Complete
after
Ashley.
Wallet, computer, phone.
Right. Well then. Phil, what would you get?
Well, I'm trying to picture like how the scenario would work. So I'm assuming that we're asleep when this happens and we wake
You're
up
asleep?
And it's like, oh, first thing that I can think of that I want
right.
to grab.
All living things are already outside,
yes.
and so, you have seconds.
So if we're sleeping and Amanda's saving herself, she's on crutches probably because she's not going to have time to put her prosthetic
she's
leg on.
She's already outside.
So I'm going to have to grab her prosthetic leg. That's the only thing I'm going to have time to grab.
And he'll walk out there and say, you didn't bring the rest of her?
No, that would be an interesting television news story because Phil's standing outside holding a leg.
Right.
It's like, well, where's the rest of this person?
You have two legs, so why do you need this one?
Right. Really.
To kick your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming if she's going to get out, she's going to have to use crutches to get out. So she's not going to be able
You're
to carry
grab
anything, so I'm going to have to get her leg.
Oh, you push out the
That's
window.
That's the most romantic thing. Right?
Yes, it is.
Honey, I grabbed your leg.
I did. You always grab my leg.
I could have grabbed any one of my things.
You always grab my leg.
You're like a dog sometimes. Stop hopping my leg.
That would be better if Phil grabbed it and came out with it in his mouth.
Right. Well, that's kind of bizarre.
I'm grabbing my cell phone, laptop, and a banana.
Nice. Why a banana? What?
A banana because I'm going to be outside for a while.
Gotcha.
This is not
potassium?
Something
you want to cramp up?
People aren't going to be bringing me food while my house is on fire. I need something because I'm...
A good fire.
I just woke
shows up, yeah.
first of all, so I'm already hungry.
Right.
And then now I'm going to be out there for a while, so I want something to snack on.
Gotcha.
That's
important.
Now
a bag of chips. Yeah.
Right. Now, it'd be interesting if I died getting the banana.
Right.
Like that was a three-cent item. He didn't go for his cat.
You slipped on the banana.
But he went for his... Right. I slip on it.
Right down this basement. Right.
Friends and family cannot explain why the banana was so important.
and where the banana ended up. He choked on a banana.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, Boss Keith's top five.
All right, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So, a very bright shirt on today.
Right. Yeah, it's a party today. It's Friday. The other day, you did a lot of complaining about songs we play, like always.
I did hear.
And mostly U2 songs, which is kind of your shtick. You always complain about the U2 songs. So today, I present to you the top five worst rock songs of all time, and I hope you love every single one of them, because they're all terrible.
No, I'm going to hate every one of them.
No, you're going to love them all. These are ones that I know that deep down you love.
You did this list on purpose.
I did. This was planned out.
This was
vendetta.
We insulted your baby. Now
right.
you will insult our
right.
baby.
I like smart, cool music, and you like things that are terrible, and I'm ready to listen.
I'd be like you too.
So number five is this one.
Yeah, I don't like this song.
AJ loves this song.
No, I don't. I hate this song. Ugh. Oh, definitely. Much
better. I like this song.
She doesn't count.
You knew there was going
to
be one here.
Chicks like this one. Guys don't.
The boss just said you don't count.
I wouldn't have needed that one.
Well, we knew that.
So number
HR.
Five, number five of the worst rock songs of all time is Def Leppard, Love Bites.
Right.
And all
Toby
hair
bites.
Metal power ballads in general. I put them all in there. They're all the same.
I don't like power ballads.
There's not one power ballad you like?
Nope.
I'm sure there is.
Nope.
Really?
Come on.
I don't. No, that's a death of a band. I like rock.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I'm a power ballad person.
No, not me.
I like Home Sweet Home.
Look,
No.
Yeah. I don't like that one.
No.
I don't like Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
No.
I don't like Cannon. I don't like I Will Remember You.
Oh, no.
You don't like
No, Youth Gone Wild.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Aerosmith.
No.
Oh,
no.
I said I hated that one.
You did.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
That was mine.
I'm a sucker for those songs.
Oh, my God. Number four is you love it. I'm positive. Chaz, you got to love this one. Go ahead, Phil.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
So, you know what's bad?
I like that whole album.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
You know what's bad? 70s,
great...
70s singer-songwriter rock is bad. But then when it's live, it's worse.
And no,
when
it's better.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, no.
And then when
you
it's...
listen to the studio versions of those songs?
Yeah.
That album is 100 times better.
And then long instrumental sections of Talk Box doesn't make it better.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's a 14-minute song.
It was funny about 20 years ago, and now I'm done with it.
No,
AJ's like on my team here.
It was a different time because you couldn't just dial up whatever song you wanted whenever you wanted.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when it was, you know, people would listen when they're smoking weed. And so a 14-minute song was great.
Right.
Yeah.
We had to poop, definitely.
Ugh. Number three.
Oh, I like this song too.
No.
This is a soundtrack. Yep.
I liked it when we were playing it and it was brand new.
Yeah. So in 1986.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this was that.
I just started hearing PLR.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's from The Color of Money. So the problem I have with it, I don't have a problem with Eric Clapton. I have a problem with 80s era Eric Clapton. They had the horns. The lyrics are stupid.
They cleaned him all up. He's no longer on drugs. Yep.
He's not, like, cool anymore.
He was making top 40 hits.
If he's on stage wearing a pastel soft sweater, probably not great.
Or that blazer. Trench coat.
Or a blazer, yeah.
It's like, stop, you're not a pirate.
Yeah, what are you, the high plains drifter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is his Steve Winwood era. They all made these kind of songs. With horns and like terrible lyrics.
Right.
That's number
and
three.
Women love them for it, yes.
I agree with you on that.
Number two is a song you definitely love.
No.
Oh, in my head, ZZ Top. You love ZZ Top.
Not ZZ Top.
Not that one. No.
Not that.
No.
After Deguelo, it was over.
Yes. So you don't like video era ZZ Top?
No, Deguelo is their last great album.
Right.
Eliminator was the record company comes in and says, make another Deguelo, but make it more poppy so you get airplay.
Right. And they did.
Legs, I don't know.
Nah,
whatever.
Boring.
I like that video.
Yeah.
The videos, some hot.
The cars and the girls were cool. That's it.
But Deguelo's their last great album.
So in my head, you two guys love Tube Snake Boogie.
Nah.
Like had laughs about Tube Snake Boogie in 1981.
And it's what makes me nuts about radio programmers. Not you.
Impressive company excluded.
But you grab these songs that were big hits. They charted. But it's not what the band is all about. Like ZZ Top is before Deguelo. Beer Drinkers, Hellraisers.
Right, I agree. The
Fandango,
70s ZZ Top is by far the better. The blues sort of.
The blues.
Yeah, that sound.
Right.
Yep.
And the number one worst rock song of all time. I've mentioned this band before, but this is definitely number one. I can't. I hate it.
I went through a Jethro Tull phase. Yeah. I'm over it now.
I hate all their songs. I hate flutes. I hate prog rock. I hate everything about this band.
That should be his ringtone.
It should be.
I gotta leave that on his phone.
Every time we call.
Right. Yeah, it should be for us. Like, when we call him, this is what he hears. It's like, yep.
You see that vein is for it.
I just don't. The guy still tours. Like, who is still going to this? I don't understand any reason why anybody likes this. Can you explain me one reason?
No.
Okay, like, right, I get the smoking weed with Peter Frampton way more than this.
You would have to listen to his Bursting Out album. It's a double live album.
Oh, my God.
And that band that he has behind him.
Yeah.
It's so insanely awesome.
They're tight.
It was like a Frank Zappa level band.
Yeah.
They're so tight and
genius,
so good.
Music,
and that live album was really that was the peak. And then after that, it went down.
After it bursted, yeah.
You want me to listen to a double live album? What I just said, I hate all live albums in general, except Rattle and Hum, which is an
I guess
excellent
you did
live
say
album.
That.
Right, right.
It's weird. I just popped into my head yesterday. I'm driving down the road.
What's that?
And his song, Bungle in the Jungle.
Bungle in the Jungle.
Which was the record company ruining him, saying, here, make a hit song.
Right.
And then he does Bungle in the Jungle.
I still like Kissing Willie. That was a great song.
Ugh, I don't know. Locomotive Breath. I don't like any of these songs. I think they're all terrible. Stop it.
You came that clip.
That's my top five list for today.
Oh, that's his new intro music.
AJ, I didn't make fun of you at all.
I know.
Yeah. So
I was happy.
It was a good day.